Joining us now live over the phone is Lyman Eagles girls basketball coach Jason Hansen this morning. Coach Hansen, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic, Coach. Appreciate you taking a few minutes of your time today on a Friday morning. You've got a matchup with Star Valley coming up tonight on your home court, and wanted to pick your brain a little bit and kind of, before we get to that, kind of tell us how your season's been going to this point.
We just got recently done with the Flaming Gorge tournament. I felt like we were competitive, but we weren't able to secure any wins, and so we're trying to figure out a way to get a few W's, and so it's kind of testing us a little bit, but I think it's making us a better team.
Well, from the outside looking in, you know, from a media standpoint, it has to be some sort of transition, especially this year, because when you think about Lyman basketball over the last 3-4 years, the name that comes to mind is McKinley Bradshaw. And, of course, she's not there anymore and off to, as you know, have a D1 player coming through your program and anchoring that program for so long. What is that like going from having a player like Bradshaw and now having to transition? And not that you don't have good players now, but, you know, it's a rare combo to have a D1 player on your team like that.
Yeah, it's very rare, and, you know, the ball went through her hands, you know, 95% of the time, and she made plays for us, and we changed our offense based around her, and our defense was based around her, and so, you know, this year's group is learning all new stuff, and when the game's close and we need a bucket, you know, there's been a couple games where we're looking around and she's not there, and so that makes it tough. And so we got to kind of figure out who wants to be that person to step up and make those plays. And it's been kind of a transition, just trying to learn all new things with her gone.
Well, educate us a little bit. Who are some of the players that are stepping in to fill those shoes in this season?
I have a senior, Mandy Ayer. She got quite a few minutes on varsity last year, and then I have a sophomore, Bryce Hansen, who also, those two are pretty much carrying the offensive load. And
now Bryce won the 3-point shooting contest at the Flaming Gorge, correct?
Yeah, she did. Yep, she did. And so, and she's a young player, you know, and she's learning. She's going through some bumps and bruises here and there, but we also have McKinley's twin sisters that are coming along, and I expect them to help us. They're freshmen. They're just they're learning the ropes too. So,
you know, I'm just looking at Wild Preps this morning, Coach, and you mentioned Bryce Hansen, your sophomore. I didn't realize she was a sophomore till you said that, but she's looks like she's leading the team in scoring right now and has over 100 points on the season. And, when I think about teams that always have success, you have the senior leadership, like you mentioned with Mandy, but there's always some young players that play a big role. And so that's got to be a really good sign for your program to have someone like Bryce that can be a young player and make big contributions.
Yeah, it's very nice. You know, we play three sophomores and two freshmen on the varsity and then 4 to 5 seniors, and so we're kind of old, but we do have a good, strong, young cast coming up, and good things are going to happen in the future, and hopefully they happen within the next month or two. So,
well, as you look at that Southwest District, what's been your observations to this point?
I watch all the levels, and you know, I've been scouting Star Valley and Evanston and Green River, and you know, those teams are always very, very solid, and we have our work cut out because we play all those teams this season. And you know, and then in our own conference, Mountain View and Pinedale is very tough, and so we have a lot of tough games that I think are going to make us battle tested and ready for our conference tournament. So
Speaking with Jason Hansen, head coach for the Lyman Lady Eagles basketball program this morning on First Bank Sports Friday. Let's talk a little more specifically about the matchup tonight, Coach, with the Star Valley Lady Braves. We've had the chance to cover and follow them up to this point in the season. And so you know that they have a younger team as far as varsity experience, but I'm sure you know just as well as any how good they have come together under their new coaching staff this year. And it should be a good test for your girls tonight.
Very good test. They're always very, I've watched them and looks like they're running a lot of the same stuff and they're very fundamental and they look, very, very confident. One player that I don't know how we're going to match up well with is the Otessa Olsen girl. She just looks like she's tearing it up and it looks like also they're very, very efficient. And so it looks like they're shooting well from the outside and from the free throw line and from the inside. It's going to be a tough game for us, and hopefully we can throw a few things in there that'll kind of mess up their rhythm and flow and make it a competitive game.
Well, speaking about your team and what you're hoping to accomplish, obviously a win is the top of the list, but what are some things maybe in the box score or within the development of the program that you'd like to see in tonight's game as well?
I'd like to see us cut down on some turnovers. We're averaging 20 turnovers a game and we need to try to get that down to, 12 to 15. And, some other things is just executing our offense a little bit better. We're not shooting at a high percentage. And I think that's just because we haven't gotten the best quality shots. And so another thing that we're looking to do is push the tempo. And so Star Valley, they like to kind of slow it down and grind it. And so we're hoping to speed them up a little bit and maybe make some easier shots in the transition. So
again, with Coach Jason Hansen, Lyman Eagles girls basketball program head coach this morning. Coach, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed about your program that you wanted to touch on with us this morning?
No, I think we covered it all. I appreciate you guys covering the game and talking about it. And hopefully we're competitive, and it's a fun game for both teams tonight.
All right, girls varsity tip-off at 5:30 this evening. We'll have the live video coverage on SBI, radio coverage on Swift, and, of course, the Lyman Eagles host the Star Valley JV in the boys matchup immediately following that at 7 o'clock. Coach Hansen, thanks so much for your time, and we'll see you later tonight, Lyman.